Rupture avec Ziad Naoufal sur 96.2 FM.
Bonsoir à tous et à toutes, il est 20h passé de quelques secondes dans les studios de Radio Liban 96.2 FM. Une nouvelle édition de Rupture ce soir entre 20h et 21h. Rupture est une émission présentée tous les lundis, vendredis et samedis. On accueille ce soir dans les studios de Radio Liban le groupe de post-rock libanais Kinematic qui va nous présenter plusieurs performances live dans l'attente de la sortie de son premier disque Allah qui va avoir lieu le 11 mars. On va les écouter en live, on va les écouter en studio et on va aussi parler aux quatre musiciens de ce groupe. Le son live de cette émission est assuré par Fadi Tabal du studio Tunefork. On commence avec un extrait de l'album des Kinematic Allah. Voici le morceau Ouinet Nazar.
Thank you.
Le morceau Why Not Another, tiré de l'album Ala du groupe Kinematic, un groupe qui va se produire en concert le samedi 11 mars 2017 afin de lancer cet album qu'ils préparent, enregistrent, produisent depuis un bon nombre de mois. On va justement en parler ce soir avec les différents membres du groupe, Madame Chandelier, guitariste avec le groupe Kinematic, Rudy Rafari, keyboards, traitement électronique, Roy Khazen à la basse et Akram Haj à la batterie. It's lovely to have you here with us.
Thank you, Ziad.
Thank you, Ziad.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Shall we stick to English, or do you prefer to go back to French?
No, I think we'd rather stay in English.
Kinematic in the studios of Radio Lebanon tonight for the launch of your first album, Ala, which is going to take place on Saturday, March 11. This has been a long road for you guys. Tell us a bit about how the band came together and when.
Okay, so the band first came together and. 2014. It wasn't really a band. It was I think it was late 2013, beginning 2014. It was more so a duo. It was Rudy and I, and we were asked to write this piece for this art exhibit for Bernard Lahaj, and we wrote a piece. And after that, some people asked if we were willing to do this live, and we didn't have this in mind really. So this is why we were a duo. But after this happened. Roy and Akram joined, as well as Gerard Rishdan, who isn't anymore in the band. But anyway, yep.
So the band came together primarily as an instrumental outfit. Did you always have in mind that it would be and stay an instrumental outfit, or did you have an option for vocals? How did the sound of the band come together? Because what you do live nowadays is extremely special.
Thank you. No, I don't think we have anything. Nothing is really set in stone in these things. It came naturally to us to do it without any vocals, and there wasn't too much attention put on the sound at first. You were just, you know, just jamming around and doing and trying to have fun doing what we do. But then when Fadi came in, then it I think it grew and it had more, like the sound now is partially. With his contribution. Meaning.
Cooperation, contribution.
Yeah,
Fadi Tabal from TuneFork Studios, who does the live sound for this Ruptured session and who does the live sound for Kinematic. Did you start rehearsing and jamming in a studio setting, or did you immediately start playing in the live setting? Because your live performances are quite enthralling.
No, there's no studio setting to how we do it. There's no. It's always a live thing.
So it's pretty organic.
Yeah, it's always a live thing. We're not really good at the other thing anyway, because this is how we play music together. You know, this is how we started playing music, and this is the way it comes to us naturally, without really paying attention to how many to structure, or to how many times we should play a part, or to whether we should switch now or no.
It's all intuitional.
Yep.
Sorry, Roy. You were saying.
I said it was all intuitional. All started with some jams. We used to jam at a place nearby.
At my place, actually.
At Akram's place.
Akram, hello.
Hey.
Yeah, and then.
So Roy, you're the bass player with Kinematic, and Akram, you're the drummer with Kinematic.
Yes.
So you were saying, Roy, that the band had started playing at Akram's place.
At Akram's place, and it was very
we started jamming at first.
Yeah, we started recording some parts and mixed stuff together so that the songs came in.
At some later stage, Anthony, you were saying that Fadi Tabal came along and did something to the sound of the band, or rather made it gel or come together in a different manner.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to speak
Arabic.
Fadi, أكيد ساهم كتير لأنه setting تبعنا لأنه هالقد الجو على طول intuitional و really spur of the moment kind of thing.
Can I interrupt? Fino,
please go ahead.
When you say intuitional, the usage of that word is a bit strange, because you don't play improvised music. What do you mean exactly when you say intuitional?
Basically, it is. In a sense,
it is. بالعربي,
is بنمط معين هو الجو مبلا improvisational in a way. الشيء اللي بنعمله هو انه في قصص بيثبتوا في قصص بيعيدوا حالها وفي قصص ما بيكون nothing is closed bounded يعني في element يكون عم بيلعب اللي بده اياه بعدين فجأة two elements يلعبوا اللي بدهم اياه all elements يلعبوا اللي بدهم اياه بس هو الزيادة اللي فادي بيجيب عليها للخلطة
خبرية
انه نحن كتير بقلبوا للشيء لانه نحن هيك لانه عم نكتب هيك موسيقى مش انه عم نسجلها نرجع نتسمع عليها نرجع نقول ليك خلينا نلعب هالمقطع ثلاث مرات ام نلعب هذا المقطع اربع مرات ام شيء هيك ما يعني حتى ما كتير فينا نعيدهم للقصص وقت يصيروا بوجود رفادي كتير بيعملنا مثل ديسيبلين معينة يطلعوا القصص شوية مزبوطين اكتر وفيهم كاركتر اكتر ما يطلعوا كل الوقت all over because you could be too intuitional you know if you put اذا بتحط ساعدين على جيتار رح يعمل شيء كتير انتويشنال كمان أو كتير أوريجينال بس ما تقدر حتى بدي تسمع عليه عرفت
مين قصدك الساعدين أنطوني؟
الجيتار
I'm going to interfere before this conversation goes in a very strange direction. Let's listen to a musical excerpt. Let's listen to one of the tracks that you chose for us, Anthony, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And just after this track by German band Can, we'll listen to a first live performance by Kinematic in the studios of Radio Lebanon tonight.
Right.
So, Can, this is a track that you chose for us, Anthony. I think it's Vitamin C.
مزبوط.
And we'll listen to you live right afterwards, and then we'll speak again right after that.
Cool.
Un groupe super réputé pour ses performances live absolument magistrales. On va écouter un premier morceau live du groupe Kinématique dans les studios de Radio Liban. Voici le morceau qui ouvre leur album, qu'ils vont jouer live dans ce studio à présent. On écoute l'Alokesia, les Kinématiques. Merveilleuse chose que ce morceau du groupe Kinématique, un groupe qui prend toute son ampleur lorsqu'ils se retrouvent sur une scène. Ils vont justement se retrouver sur une scène dans quelques jours de cela, samedi 11 mars à Station Beyrouth, lancement de l'album du groupe Kinématique. Avant de reparler aux membres du groupe, on écoute un morceau du groupe Tortoise qu'ils ont choisi pour cette émission. Thank you for this beautiful live performance of the track La Loquizia from your forthcoming album. I have Anthony and Rudy on the microphones presently. Rudy, who plays keyboards with Kinematic. Anthony, who plays guitar. So, Anthony, let's talk a bit about your two choices, your first two choices for the different music selections of tonight. You chose Cannes, the German band Cannes, and we just listened to Tortoise. Why those two choices, and how do they relate to Kinematic as a band?
Cannes is very precious to, I think, all of us as a band. At least the first five records, maybe. Five records were what we listened to. Why we chose Cannes is because Kamena, their process is similar to, I think our process is actually inspired by their process of doing things. They went completely overboard, but this is by the time they did like two or three records, so we don't know by then. Berke nahna kamen on battle mustawa vina shi track ashin di a shiatin umidre shu warweh okaza. Bas la hala badna brad bin um hasbin. Hasab fadi shu baddo kamen akid.
Taban master shu bi wasse wala namli ambi rabbina yani.
Cannes were famous for both their studio sessions that had a tendency to go overboard, as well as their live performances, which were almost entirely led by drummer Jackie Lee Bazait, who left us a few weeks ago, and guitar player Michael Caroli. Are the specific styles of these musicians influential on Kinematic? Have you listened to a lot of Cannes? Have you watched a lot of footage?
Yeah, for Cannes, as far as Cannes goes,
أنا مش هالقد يمكن يعني
رودي
يبي هيك بشكل مش كتير معمق بس يا إنه كبينون داين منيح وكتير مقاسين خصوصا كمان بس كون رايحين أكتر كدايركشن كراوت روك عم نكتب هيك ميوزيك كتير مقاسرين فيهم يعني
especially with the drums يعني especially Bailey that drummer can keep a groove for an hour man It's insane. He can do the same rhythm. He'll play the same rhythm for an hour, and you won't get bored of it.
A simple rhythm, but each measure would sound different.
بعدين
الشيء اللي عاملينه هني يعني maybe شو كنا عم نحكي 70s 60s.
Yeah, 70s. Yeah.
إنه للشيء اللي كانوا عم بيعملوه يعني نحنا هلا عم نرجع نعمله هن صار لهم 40 سنة عاملينه so بس إنه كواحد وهيك أنا I was super happy إنه Anthony actually introduced me to Can so I was super happy فيهم ضليت على 3 أشهر بسمعهم بالسيارة بالحمام أنا ونايم بالشغل أنا وعم بعمل
okay.
بيتزا أنا عم بعمل بيتزا
okay the theme of pizza is recurrent
yeah.
do we need to discuss pizza
ما رح تكفينا ساعة
I think Rudy needs to discuss pizza I think Rudy لازم يطلع
I should discuss it but with a therapist I guess
there's pizza and there's Akram's biceps apparently
أكيد yeah, أكيد okay. yeah,
that are as important as Jackie Lee Bazait
هول الشغلتين المدمن عليهم أنا بيتزا وزنود أكرم
برك أهم من كان كمان برك أهم من كان برك أهم من الوحي الموسيقى
أهم من الموسيقى
In the case of Tortoise and the Glass Museum track we just listened to, this is entirely different, a wholly different beast, a wholly different approach to music making. You get the impression that these guys have actually written and pre-rehearsed and produced every single note of their records. So how does Tortoise come in this case?
Like, as far as they're similar, I look at where they're similar برك more than where they're when مغيرين عن بعض. القصص اللي بيشبهوا بعض فيها انه حتى اذا Tortoise are more prepared مثل ما عم تقول وحتى even انه they come from a jazz background مع انه the Can musicians كمان as well were very يعني كانوا كمان كلهم
adapt
adapt عندهم backgrounds كمان ما بيفهموا بس لا I think where they come where they're close is that you always feel in the tracks that every element is kind of they're really doing something on its own but at the same time يعني the communication between the elements منا كتير spoon fed أبدا منا spoon fed
it's loose
it's very loose هلا مع كان the approach is to let the drums basically to do drum machines before drum machines were there basically ها هي ال well they were there بس إنه
they were not using them
yeah they weren't coming at that مكان وين مكان مثل هلا
so do you mean that the drummer leads the track the drumming leads the track in Can and Faust
and
crowd rock generally
yeah I think so at least with Tortoise it's different كمان حتى in post rock in general كمان they do but Tortoise are different بتخيل in that essence لأنه the drummer بتحسه ك حتى and the way they mix it, I think the track that we put the drums is super roomy and they don't put a lot of focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard grooves. It's not grooves that, you know, like hip grooves, grooves for your hips. I'm sure هيك مش هالنص. بس في نوع communication بتحس بين الريتم والإيقاع وهذريك الموسيقية كتير حلو بتورتس. ما بيشبه ولا post rock band كمان مثل ما كنا نقول قبل. عندهم they have this this thing of theirs. They don't use like easy chords, you know.
They also have two drummers on stage, by the way.
Yeah.
Who play in complete synchronicity at times.
جربنا, but Akram really doesn't. يعني he really minds. إنه يكون في درامر تاني. وهيك مرة كان راح يبلش يبكي. So رجعنا قلنا خلاص شحطنا تاني درامر.
يلي هو جرار. أنا قلت ما راح تقطع يعني بدون جرار الليلة. Okay. So it's time. James Holden, shall we do that?
Let's
do it.
يلا please.
We'll be right back.
titre absolument superbe de l'électronicien James Holden qui, avec ce disque, The Inheritors, enregistre dans un style très différent de ses albums précédents. On vient d'écouter The Caterpillar's Intervention et on va poursuivre tout de suite avec une deuxième intervention live du groupe Kinématique dans les studios de Radio Liban, toujours tiré de leur premier album qui sort dans quelques jours de cela. Voici les Kinématiques live avec le morceau El Hat. The people Là encore, quelles très belles choses que ce morceau du groupe Kinématique joué live dans les studios de Radio Liban ce soir à la hâte, tiré de leur premier album Ala, qui va sortir en CD et en vinyle le samedi 11 mars lors d'un concert lancement qui va avoir lieu à Station Beyrouth à Sennelfield. On écoute The Heliocentrics tout de suite et on reparle avec le groupe juste après. Thank you. What is this amazing track we're listening to, Anthony?
Heliocentrix. I think it's from the Deep, a small album. Can't remember. Oh, the Trainwreck something, right? Shipwreck or something. Was it? ما بعرف. ما بتذكر اسامي تراكات بحياتي.
I think it's a British. okay, who's making all that noise?
فادي معنا بالستوديو عم بي.
أنا بس بدي أقول شغلة رودي أنا ما ببكي أوكي أنا ما ببكي.
Let's talk about the recording of the album. How did that come about?
Okay, so أول process كان بدنا نفوت فيه هو إنه كان عبالنا نسجل تيب كان بدنا نعمل هاد إنه it was essential للتسجيل إنه نسجله على تيب ماشين بقى فادي جاب 8 track recorder من باريس ونحن جبنا تيبات من أمريكا I think جبنا من أمريكا 100% وكان صار له ما حدا لعب عليه التيب ريكوردر شي مدري كم عشرات السنين
مع سمك الغبرة يعني
100% بقى we had to like retune all of it and calibrate all of the machine and it was a fun experience not for Fadi بس it was essential كمان I think.
Why was it essential and important for you to record this album on tape, on magnetic tape, as opposed to digital?
The drums sound so much better, man. ما أقول يعني ما أقول أول results على الشيء إنه plus it's a thing you need to have fun with these things يعني لازم أول شيء 8 track recorder الشيء اللي عم بيعمله هو إنه it's bounding you to use only 8 signals or 8 microphone signals or line signals يعني. وهيدا الشيء
bit challenging يعني we were recording live
عم نسجل لايف على 8 channels 100%
بعتقد كمان انه العالم يلي متأثرين منه نحن الباندات القديم عاملين هيك شيء كمان
بنحب هالصوت
بنحب هالصوت التكستشر
بس هو مهم للعمل الفني مهم يكون عندك at least we think انه مهم يكون عندك باوندري على هيدا الاساس ما يكون عندك باوندري كيف بدك تعبر عن نفسك ما هيك عمول اذا بدك open structure عمول كل الاخبار يعني But as far as how you're recording, is that when you bound yourself to only use 8 tracks, you find interesting solutions la mashakil bit track basically. La qisas متعودين نحن بعمر هلا نحلهم يا بأديتينج يا بشي ديجيتال يا بأوفردوب يا بواتيفر. We don't have these options. I think هون بيطلعوا الأفكار اللي بيعملوا عمل فني نفسه يعني. هيدا هول الديتايات بيقولوا the devil is in the details يعني.
And I imagine hence that it was very important for you to release this album as a vinyl.
أكيد.
Because the vinyl, the CD will not reproduce the quality of an 8-track recording well enough, right?
وكمان أنت فتت على الاستوديو كبست ريكورد على 8-track machine ولعبت تراك وها هي تراك للشخص عم بيتسمع عليها بقى محلو على vinyl format حلو إنه كمان أنت وقت تكون كليسنر ويكون معك vinyl بتجي بتحطه وبتحط الإبرة عليه وبتعمل play وتسمع الغني أنا عرفت ما عندك هالمسافة إيه 100%
عم تتخلد genuinely يعني somehow
So we should mention that on the 11th of March we'll be releasing a CD and a vinyl for those who are interested. Both formats will be available, but we're especially proud of the vinyl.
أكيد.
Indeed.
Thank you la Ruptured كمان أو la Monsieur Ziad Naufal la مساهمته بكل شيء ولا نفس الطويل معنا
للتدفيش للبوش اللي عم بيعطينا
لأنه عم يدفش فينا thanks أنا عم دفش فينا زياد
We have we can play two more tracks, but we have three choices: Boards of Canada, Radiohead, Led Zeppelin. What would you guys like to hear?
أنا ديما بروح بلاد زابلن.
أنا بتخيل إنه this time I'd go for Led Zeppelin as well.
يلا.
ديما Led Zeppelin.
نرجع شوي على القديم.
Old school.
up the drain. I don't think that's right. I've really been the best of fools. I did what I could, yeah. Of course I love you, baby. How I love you, darling. How I love you, baby. My love, little girl, little girl. Baby, since I've been loving you, yeah.
And so the launch is taking place on Saturday, 11 March, at Station Beirut in Sindelfil. What have you got going on for that launch, Anthony?
Okay, so the launch, we're going to play...
Finally, the launch.
Yeah, one. Yeah, akid. We're going to play an extended set, which is 5 minutes more. We've done a lot. Other than that, we have 4 DJs lined up. We have Ziad Naufal. وزياد مكرزل وجاد طالب وجو سعادة
as a first appearance
جو سعادة
behind the decks
not behind the decks بركي in front of people مش إنه in front of furniture the furniture love it though so
this
we're
is
excited.
This is a massive party
it's a massive yeah we're partying till very late
at Station Beirut on Station Saturday, Beirut. 11 March. For those who don't know, it's in Sindelfil, not far from Beirut Art Center. Mm-hmm. The album will be available in CD and LP formats.
Mazboot.
There will be alcohol, so under 18...
is not allowed.
It's not allowed. It's lovely. It was lovely to have you here with us in the studio.
Thank you, Ziad. It was lovely to be here as well.
Best of luck for the next one, which I'm guessing you've already started to prepare.
Akir.
And one last track for tonight. What would you like to play for us, Anthony?
Radiohead, Reckoner.
Why specifically this track? Why specifically this album?
ما بعرف. حلو كتير التراكس يا سؤال صعب.